Hello, I'm Robert Kraft. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. You've probably heard the expression, a watch pot never boils. Well, this time we're going to see that not only does it boil, but it does some very interesting things along the way. To start, we need a pot of water. Place the pot on the stove and turn the burner on high. And now we want to watch the water. At first, seems like nothing happens. But continue watching, continue looking very, very carefully. And very soon as it starts to warm up just a little bit, you'll see something. If you watch along the bottom surface of the pot, you'll notice that the water starts to look sort of strange. You'll see almost like something else flowing through the water. What you're actually seeing is water of a different density. As the bottom water gets hot, it expands, and as it expands, its density changes, so the way that light passes through it changes. That light is bent or refracted. If you continue watching, you'll see something else in there. Bubbles. Tiny little bubbles forming all over the bottom of the pan. It's starting to boil, right? No, not yet. Watch the bubbles. They'll grow larger and larger. Finally, they'll break loose from the bottom and rise all the way to the top and float there on the top surface. And that's a good indication that it's not water vapor that we're seeing. The water's not boiling yet. Instead, those are gases that are dissolved in the water. The water that you drink has a lot of air dissolved in it. As you heat the water, those dissolved gases come out. And that's the bubbles that you're seeing. Not boiling water yet. What you're seeing are the dissolved gases coming out of that water. If we boil the water and then let it cool and you drink it, it's going to taste flat. It just doesn't taste like water should. That's because we've removed all of that dissolved air. If you take that flat water, put it in a jar that's half full, shake it up, let the air redissolve, then it tastes normal again. As you continue watching, more and more of the air that's dissolved in the water comes out, more and more of those bubbles rise to the top. And then you'll notice the bottom starts to clear off, that all of those bubbles start to disappear. You'll hear a sound. And you'll notice other bubbles forming, but these act very differently. Instead of sitting there and growing larger and then rising all the way to the top, the new bubbles appear suddenly, get bigger, and disappear. Appear and disappear, appear and disappear. That is the start of boiling. That is the start of changing water from a liquid to a gas and to water vapor. But as soon as it changes, the bubble starts to rise, it cools because the water above the bottom is not hot enough yet. As soon as it cools, that water condenses back into liquid water, the bubble disappears. As the water gets hotter and hotter, those bubbles will get bigger and they'll make it further up from the bottom before they disappear. Eventually, when the whole pot of water is approaching the boiling point, then those bubbles can reach all the way to the surface and we get a nice rolling boil. Once the water really gets boiling, then you get all this nice steam coming out the top, or at least that's what people call it. Actually, it's not. Steam is water vapor, and water vapor is invisible. You can't see it, just like the air around you. What you're actually seeing is not water vapor. What you're seeing are tiny droplets of liquid water. The water vapor has condensed back as it reached the cooler air out here, condensed into those tiny droplets, just like the tiny droplets that form clouds or fog. And that is the part that you see, not the steam itself. Who would have thought there would be so much science in a pot of boiling water? Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.